Welcome to the Ramblecast After Dark. We're after dark. We're rambling. Everybody's expecting something about jeans, apparently. And we have no song, but this would have been the perfect one for you to play Blue Jeans.
Forever in Blue Jeans. There you go.
I was thinking of the David Bowie song.
That's what I was thinking of.
Blue Jeans.
For some reason, I was thinking Neil Diamond. Forever in Blue Jeans.
That record gets a bad rap because, you know, he was trying to still keep, you know, the fire after the 83 record.
Let's Dance,
yeah. And
Let's Dance.
Put on your I have a very David Bowie background right now. If people listening at home can't see what my background is, it's really super cool. So go ahead, Nick. You were saying about
wasn't that album the one that MTV made such a big deal about? I mean, they had like a countdown to the album, and
probably because I mean, if you think about the time period, you know, MTV had only been around for like 3 years, I think, at the time, and right. Bowie had always been this, you know, artsy artist who he always had a cult following, but he never made it mainstream until Let's Dance. And you know, because he had China Girl, Let's Dance were like the two really big hits off the record. And then, of course, you know, doing Under Pressure with Queen a couple years before that, like he finally had kind of. And Tonight, I like Tonight, but it's, I mean, it pales in comparison to Let's Dance, but I still like it. It's still a good record, I think.
Chris, yeah. To answer Kayla's question, Chris left the chat once he saw you were in it.
He did. We were waiting to get started, and we were like, what's going on, Chris? And he's like, I can't do this. No, he was having some earbud issues, and we don't want to make fun of a man with his performance issues with, you know, his own product, but, you know,
allegedly his own product, so.
Since he's not here and he'll never listen to this, you know, I'll drink to that. But
ever.
you can talk to him about it on Twitch if you follow him there. So,
but he will be joining us shortly for everyone out there watching.
And waiting for Chris.
His Bluetooth is not working or something like that.
And speaking of blue things, we're not doing a blue jean debate or versus. That was just doing that as a cool cover for the upcoming show.
Well, why was it? Was it like supposed to be? I was thinking maybe it's Springsteen. Not. I was thinking that. I go, what's, you know, because we got the blue jean cover.
Sticky Fingers.
I don't know. I don't know where these ideas of like throwing the RCAD.
I'm wearing my Levi's. Levi's. You guys probably don't remember that commercial.
No. Don't. I don't. That was
weird. Good morning, world. Good morning to you.
So, Jack, can you explain to the listeners what your background is? Because your background is kind of.
It says convincing Karen to wear a mask.
You are really like on a Karen thing. Like yes. This is like your thing.
It's become my thing. I don't want it to be. I want to do other things, but it's what people are saying, hey, this is what we want.
Our state just made the mandate that everyone has to wear a mask, which
our state's had that for 3 weeks and still people walk around. Fuck you! I'm wearing a mask. I'm healthy. As they smoke like 15 cigarettes in like 5 minutes.
Yeah. And I hear you. Like, I trust me. I've seen that for sure happen. In my neck of the
woods.
It was just nice that the state actually like was just like, hey, let's. Well,
I feel bad for the employees that have to, because now my wife's company, she works for Kohl's. Now they have to tell people. You have to wear a mask. She said the other day, some guy, because they take returns for Amazon, you have to go all the way to the back to customer service and give it back, and then they get like instant credit. But something I suggested to Mailbox, et cetera, with QVC like 20 years ago, and Mailbox said, or dropped the ball and fucked it up. I don't want to go into that, but anyway. So the guy came in without a mask, and she said, you could just tell he was hoping someone would tell him to put the mask. You can't be in here without a mask. She just had that look. And she goes, well, thank you, sir. And he just kept waiting for someone to say, put your mask on. Put your fucking mask on. It's just one of those guys that he just
Sure.
He was going to make a. I said, was there someone around filming him? Because I think a lot of these things are setups. I have to think that some of these people are just.
I'm gonna go full circle. I mean, I have been a full masker this whole time, but I'm gonna go.
We've been wearing masks.
By the end of this, I'm gonna become an anti-masker. Right. So this podcast will be the story of how I become an anti-masker.
Ooh, it's gonna have layers.
If people are wondering what Cameron Diaz is doing in this mask thing, she was in the movie Mask. That's what. And then you have the anti-virus guy.
And you just happened to pick the most revealing image of Cameron. I mean, it's like. This is the "May I help you, ma'am?" Like, and you're trying to not look at the sun, kind of.
It just popped up. So
at least you're covering the ugly thing. But I get this like weird thing when I look at Jack, where it's like Jim Carrey, hiya, you know, and then Jack, like Cameron Diaz, and I'm like, okay, I'll pick number three.
Well, two San Diegans, and then I don't know where Jim Carrey's from, like
Canada,
right? Oh, that's right, Canada. No, he's not even American. Fuck him.
Why does it have to be this anti-American thing, you know?
I didn't say it was anti-American.
All right.
Anti-Canada.
He's
opposite of Trudeau. Trudeau wore a different kind of mask.
Oh.
Think about it for a second.
Oh, right. I got you there. That's a deep... cut. I think Chris is really missing out on this, or he's just not going to show. He's just like,
this is the fucking easiest way to get out of this show.
Nah, he sent us a video. Like his computer had to reboot.
Oh, okay. Okay. So what have you gentlemen been up to?
I've just been sweating because it's hotter than fucking hell here.
Oh, right. And you're in your, you've got... You're basically not running AC while you podcast. You like podcast sweating.
Well, we don't have, it doesn't work upstairs. It only works downstairs. We have portable ones upstairs, but I don't have any in here. So I'll probably lose about 10 pounds doing this podcast. That's how dedicated I am.
Yeah.
People who are bitching about me, fuck off.
Well, it's a real workout, you know, and it's kind of opposite of always being on the ice and risking, you know, being a ref, you know, very high paced.
During this time of year, it wasn't a lot of fun being in the rinks skating. Like, because it was warm, and even when it's freezing, even the wintertime when it's like 20 degrees outside, you go skate. When you first get out there, my nipples are cold. I'm cold, but as the game goes on, you sweat. So in the summertime when it's like 110 outside. It's like 80 in the rink, and you're like going, oh my, this is, and it was worse roughing because you'd be sitting there and just feel the sweat dripping down, you know.
Oh.
So, yeah, I didn't like being in the, well, it must be great to, no, it sucks. So it's just you and I now.
I guess this is how it is. So if anybody wants to watch Crazy Hank review The Lost, this is like one big review. Yeah. But
Matt was a guest this week.
I was. Watched three episodes.
Stranger.
The shape of things to come.
No, it was Stranger Things to Come, wasn't it? Well, oh no,
Stranger it was Things. Things to... Stranger okay. Things to Come would be a really funny
parody
of Lost and Stranger Things.
I think I put that the wrong thumbnail on my. I put Stranger Things to Come.
And he's the Lost professional, so take it from. No, it was great because it was basically a Ben episode, a Jack episode, and then a Locke episode,
right?
All leading up to the end of season four, and season four is, you know, among my favorites of the season. So, what you got there?
This Sunday night at 9 o'clock will be Mike Bloom and Jay Glatfelter. Discussing There's No Place Like Home, parts 1, 2, and 3 to finish off season four. So close.
Rewatch. It's amazing that, I don't know, it's such a cool thing that you podcast with your son about Lost. How long have you been doing that?
He doesn't really like to do it, so I think he's, you know, like
15
times
years
maybe. Now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He did say if the show comes back, he would do it. I'm like going, really? You would?
If Lost comes back?
You guys have to. I mean, like,
you commit to doing it every week?
I'm amazed that you're still podcasting today. So,
well, I've cut back.
You have cut back. You're like a podcastaholic.
Yeah, I mentioned it last. I mentioned it last week, but you know the show Dark on Netflix. You know, there's only three seasons. The third season just aired like a few days ago or a week ago or something like that. If you guys would have done that, that would have been cool. Because it's just like Lost. Lost meets
I don't Stranger speak Things. German, so it'd be hard.
Well, you can either read it or you know, listen to it dubbed. But even Ryan, you know, and said that he is fully behind it.
Ryan?
From The Transmission.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. It's good. I mean, I'm through the first two seasons. I think I'm in the third or fourth episode of the third season. And the first four or five episodes, you're just like, what the hell's going on? You have no idea.
I watched the first season and loved it. I just haven't had time to. I charged Marcella. I watched that first episode. But then I started watching Alias Smith and Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And there you go. It's a show I think you would like, Nick. It's a 70s Western, and like how Matt doesn't like 80, early 2000 special effect. But last night I watched my favorite episode because Kid Curry actually kills somebody in a gunfight. Usually he's so quick, he's just lightning fast that he doesn't pull the trigger, and people go. But it's got a little. They've had a sting episode, and they of course it's based on. What happens if Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid would have got amnesty?
What do you mean a sting episode? We're not talking about the musician sting.
The movie,
the movie sting.
Okay, all right.
It's right out of the movie.
In sting. This episode, they sing all of Sting's greatest hits. It's amazing how they worked it in there. They've only done this before with Paul Simon.
Who knew the kid could go Roxanne.
Nick, I like that you're experimenting with psychedelics.
I just don't like. I don't know how you guys get it to where it's perfect. Like I either am like
green screen
because we have a green screen.
Green screen.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh.
Where were you last week?
I don't pay attention.
Where have you been this whole time? We've talked about Sherry's.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I did watch.
Come to the green side. Join us.
I did watch Greyhound with Tom Hanks.
Oh,
Apple TV.
Yeah, the review on Entertainment Weekly gave it like a B-, I think.
Yeah, it's good, but it's not like, oh my God, Tom Hanks is. It's one of those things where Tom Hanks is so good at acting. And he just goes, yeah, I can do my B job here, my C job, and it'll still be better than most actors in Hollywood.
I'm sure he's. I don't know about B jobs, but
that's why I quickly said C job because I knew it didn't sound right with B job.
Jumps.
It's too big. No, anyway, that was my Tom.
So, but,
no, it's good, but it's far from great. It's not a great. If I had paid to see it, it'd have been a bit like if I had paid to see it. If I went to what's that place I always talk about? I'm drawing a blank on the name. Alamo Draft House, where I could have drinks. And my pretzel, and you know, and everything, everything else. The movie would have been good, but it was okay. It was good, but not. It was far from great. I mean, it was like Tom Hanks. He's made so many great movies.
I like Matt Treese's take on it. It's a total dad movie.
It is because it's about world. I mean, Nick, you'd like it because it's World War II. Stuff, and you're going. It was good, but it wasn't like. Oh, I got to watch this again. It's not like Saving Private Ryan. I think that where they were talking about Saving Private Ryan, it's the best movie opening in the history of movies because it does like you're like this going the whole time because it really changed the way war movies were made. Saving Private Ryan, but it's good, but it's not. Oh my God, I got to watch this again.
That's kind of how I felt about The League. You know, I've been binging that show. I don't know why. It's like the worst show to like. It has funny moments. It's just like at the end of the day, I'm like, was it worth it? That's where I'm at. So,
M. Jesse said she's afraid to ask about my background. We talked about earlier. It's about wearing your mask, getting Karen to wear your mask. Jim Carrey was in the mask. Cameron Diaz was in the mask, and this guy's wearing.
Jack's experimenting with memes and you know, creating like a visual language behind him.
Yeah, you know, you do what you can to help, you know, save the world.
He mainly likes just having Cameron Diaz right behind him.
Again, two San Diegans.
Okay, all right. Hey.
But, no, and then I also started, my wife and I decided on Saturday to watch Perry Mason.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we watched the first, it was four episodes, so we ended up staying up to like, we were going to watch one, and we ended up watching all four that were out, and then we watched the fifth one. Because I watched, I mean, Matt, you're probably old enough to remember the original Perry.
I do remember.
Well, it starts out, he's not a lawyer. He's a private dick. So, but then I kept theorizing, okay, he has a son. Maybe his son becomes the lawyer, even though he's not Perry, he's Theodore. That he becomes the lawyer, he becomes Perry Mason, the lawyer. But we get the answer for this week. But if you haven't seen it on HBO, if anyone in the chat has watched Perry Mason, I mean, do you like it? Do you not like it? It's good TV.
I can't hear you, Nick. Can you read us? It's like he's having
you're on mute.
He has his headphones off. He's having his own private conversation now with Chris that's FaceTiming.
Why won't Chris talk to us?
This is the most fucked up RCAD.
Because he likes me more than he likes you guys.
So, Chris, I mean, Nick, have you seen Perry Mason?
He's asking you, Chris, if you've seen Perry Mason.
Either one of you.
Oh. I have not.
He is not.
I wasn't asking Chris. He doesn't watch anything.
Oh, okay.
I just go on the beach and drink beer.
Yeah, he's just making fun of you now.
Chris is really phoning it in this week.
I did like the picture. They photoshopped his son on a boogie board.
Oh, they did?
That one?
That was photoshopped?
I'm assuming so.
I must have missed this. So, the photo that was... Nick? Do you have something that you'd like to share?
Nick, you're on mute.
This is excellent.
You're on mute. He doesn't have his headphones on. What the fuck?
It stinks.
Do I not have Matt's number?
Oh, you calling Matt?
No, I called Jack. But I can't find Matt's number.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't hear
either one of you guys. Chris? Did you guys mute me?
No.
No.
I can't hear either one of you now.
You muted yourself.
This
is excellent. I'm really thank you everyone for tuning in for this live.
There's Chris.
I can still hear you talking shit.
I don't care. I gotta go get up here.
My fucking computer's about to go through the goddamn window.
I don't know why you guys are muted on my computer now, on my headset.
Well,
I can't even hear Matt at all.
I'm not saying anything.
I'll just leave and come back. Anyway, technical difficulties, everyone.
Yeah, so it looks like I won't be joining this week, everybody, because my computer's got 37 minutes left to update.
Okay, well.
So if I don't know if you guys can hear me or not, but yeah, Chris just said he's got 37 minutes for his update, so he might not be joining.
Good night. Good night, Chris.
Good night, Chris. God bless.
Fuck off.
Go, Tom Brady.
Wow, I like that Nick dropped out, and now it's just Jack. This...
I don't know. I'm gone. Are you still there?
This is excellent. I hope the audio of this makes sense to everyone that listens to the podcast. If not,
I finally got alcohol again, so that's
apologize for that. Okay, Nick is officially back. Hopefully, that's he's weird. Okay.
I finally went to our ABC store today and walked in, and there was nobody in the store at five p.m. I said, "How is that possible?" Because they did have a sign on there: "No mask, no service." So there you go. Have you seen the video of the lady that she's in? She's in Party City, which is going out of business. And she's mad because they ask her, okay, you have to wear a mask. She goes, I have a condition where I can't wear a mask. my daughter needs to pick out a balloon for her birthday. She goes, ma'am, you can do that online. She goes, I don't shop online. I have a condition. She goes, I'm not selling you a balloon. She goes, well, can my daughter at least pick out a mask, you know, pick out a balloon? And she goes, I'm not one to follow the rules. She goes, really? I'm shocked.
So this is really sad to think about, but do you think that they'll throw like a party, you know, like as a goodbye, like okay. No, I meant because they're closing. Where are you during this podcast? Like, seriously, like,
I couldn't hear you guys for like 5 minutes.
We just talked about it.
No,
I just talked about it.
Oh, nobody listens to you, Jack.
I know. I guess they're selling their light fixtures. They're selling everything.
Oh,
I mean, I'm not trying to make light of it because people are losing their jobs. I mean, it's sad, but it's just, you know, it's, I guess they're losing. It's part of the pandemic, and also Amazon. Everyone buys their stuff on Amazon.
Yeah.
So, and if you think about buying Amazon, go to jayandjack.com.
/Amazon.
But so you haven't watched Perry Mason yet, Nick?
No, I saw your little thing about it, but no, I haven't watched it. Like I said, I've been watching Dark.
Yeah, Perry Mason's pretty good. I like it. I wish it was one of those shows I wish that was like on Netflix or Hulu. Not Hulu, because Hulu doesn't binge. But I'd rather, once you get into it, you don't want to wait a week.
Right.
Because luckily, my wife and I, we waited 4 weeks before we watched it.
But it already got renewed for a second season.
So. Yeah, it's good. It's I like it.
That looks like now Matt's leaving.
I'm out of here. This fucking
Perry Mason.
Nobody wants to be part of this show. How many people we have left in the chat? Did everybody leave?
No, I still see that people are watching us. I don't.
I'm sure Kayla went to go watch something else, and we'll come back the last 5 minutes.
Oh yeah, she'll chime in and go like, "I'm back. What are you guys talking about?"
Hey, listen.
No, it's not Kayla.
I'm gonna put down anybody I want to put.
Kayla's the new guest. You can always.
Yeah, you know what? I had a conversation like that with my boss, who said like, "I can say whatever I want." I'm like, "Actually, you can't, and you better like keep certain comments to yourself or to somebody else, but not me and not here."
I'm going the Cuban.
It was a little bit of a growing pains experience.
What did he say?
I am not going to go into that.
Well, you brought it up.
I know, but we're fucking business. And, what?
Fucking tease.
I'm just saying, like, there, you know, there are limits to like.
I'm just kidding.
So, you. But, tease. All right. Well,
I did have one more. My daughter. I talked about it on the Lost Pod with Matt. You heard about it. It freaked Patrick out. But my granddaughter.
Oh yeah.
I found out she's got her. She's now gone from her crib to a big girl bed. It's one of those things where the old crib folds and makes a bed. Mm-hmm. And now she's in her big girl bed. Well, I guess she was sitting there talking to somebody, looking at the wall, talking to somebody. And my daughter walks in. Who are you talking to? She goes, Nana. Now, she never met Nana. She has pictures of Nana, but I guess she was talking, and she does it a lot. She'll be like drifting off into space and just starts talking to someone. So she's Haley Joel Osment. Hopefully she ages better.
You know, I always like the weird stuff like that, you know, and they always talk about how a lot of kids, it depends on if you believe in reincarnation or recycling of energy and all that. But that's what they often say, that is that up until you're about 4 years old, that you kind of, there's a lot of people that have memories of their past lives and like,
yeah,
even up to like about seven. So yeah. kids will have, but I always kind of, and I think I even mentioned it on the last podcast, Jack, was the idea that, and we were talking about it in reference to Locke, I think, because he was picking out the items. It was the episode, spoilers for Lost, but it's, yeah, Locke, it's Locke as a child. And he's picking,
don't tell me what I can't do.
Okay. And, just that idea, I think, the idea that kids come from the energy in which we go to, like they're the closest thing to where we came from and where we're going. So my daughter had a, and I didn't want to go into it because I didn't want to scare your other guest.
Who I was just like,
really? Like this?
He was freaking out.
I know. I was like, shit, dude, I've heard a lot worse than that, but okay. But yeah, my daughter had a experience like that where she was telling me like, oh, I saw Grandma D and your dog. And I was just like, and she said the name of my dog, which I never told my daughter. I mean, she was probably three at the time. I didn't tell my daughter I had a dog named Shadow. Like, and you know, so it was just kind of this really weird moment. It was just like, how would she know that name? You know? And yeah, my mom's passed. So, but yeah.
Cause I know my daughter who's, I was just talking about my daughter, when my uncle died, my uncle was her godfather. And when he died, she didn't know he died at a point. And then she said, yeah, I had a dream. Uncle Bill came to me and we're like, well, you know, he passed away. So you're like going, And like Nick, you were saying how, you know, as a young child, you have memories of your previous lives. And I remember at four going, are any of these going to be any good? Come on. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, like there's a documentary that came out in 2018 or 17 about Lynyrd Skynyrd. And at the very end of that documentary, they get into the whole plane crash bit. And Rossington, who's one of the guitarists that survived the plane crash. Okay. I thought it was just mad at me now. I'm like, okay. He talks about that, how he woke up in the middle of the woods and he had part of the plane on his lower legs. And he yelled out for one of the roadies to come get this thing off of him. And he said, and he goes, my memory of it is that the guy came, picked it up off of me and threw it aside. And then I could get up and like go look for help. He goes, but in reality, once the EMTs got there and everything is like, no, he was dead. Like he was dead the entire time. Like, you know, there's no way he could have ever gotten up and picked it up. You know, so it's just one of those moments of like, is it your brain firing off or right. did that really happen? Like you don't know.
Well, and I love paranormal. Like that is actually like the other thing that got me into podcasting is that I listened to a lot of paranormal podcasts. That was like, I listened to them all basically. And this idea of the third man effect and this other, there's a lot of like.
Why does it have to be a man?
Well, it's just, that's what it's just referred to. Okay. Or the third person effect.
I think so, that's what we should change it to. I'm all about me too.
Okay, well, that has nothing to do with... Okay, never mind. Anyway, so the third person effect, the third letter carrier effect is this, like Ed the letter carrier shows up. Hey, do you need some help, man? But it's this idea that, you know, there's always somebody that's injured or something like that, or there was another person that was with them that appears, you know, and it can happen when there's two people, but usually it's just one person is by themselves. This other entity is there that helps them through the whatever the hardship is. So
I'm still trying to figure out how to get somebody to come out and check this house because I, you know, we see things all the time. It doesn't even freak me out anymore. Mm-hmm. I was like, because my wife freaked out a couple weeks ago when she had someone leaning over. She was, Jack, Jack, Jack. I'm like, I just fell asleep. What?
There's
someone I go and I look, I go, all right, they're gone.
You're like, it's just the succubus of the house.
Yeah,
siphoning off my energy and draining me for the vampiric energy that it needs.
I'm sure there must have been a Civil War battle here and they just built it on top of, you know, the dead barn. Mm-hmm. That's my guess. I don't know.
Well, I mean, there's other things too. I mean, it's just like the places can have an echo or a memory of an event. So this usually also happens a lot of times in battlefields too, is that there's like so much psychological trauma that occurred in a place that it leaves its imprint on a place, whether it's a house or, you know, a battlefield. So
I thought about I'm old now. I thought about getting a metal detector and maybe I can find some. Maybe there was a battle around here or something. I don't know. And maybe I could find some evidence that the battle was here.
Jack, just because you live in the South doesn't mean there's a battlefield everywhere.
Why not?
Especially
what, my spot of land is not good enough for a battle.
Not yours, no.
Okay, okay, Dwight Schrute.
Yeah, but like, you know, like a...
That's a funny episode.
Yeah.
Call the David Crosby song Deja Vu, that's what that's about, is reincarnation.
Oh, yeah, Crosby. Sure.
Because he, you know, he had a sailboat for most of his life, and he just saw it, wanted it, never had sailed a day in his life, bought it, and knew how to do it immediately. Just got on the boat. It was a natural.
Did he take Bob with him?
Bob, yeah, he just tied him to the mast.
I'm sailing!
That, I mean, that's what it was like. He said that many times. He goes, I just believe that, like, you know, there's parts from older souls or older energy has imprinted on us. And so things that just come naturally to you is something that just kind of gets transferred over. And that's why he always loved sailing. He never had, never took one lesson. But that's what Deja Vu, the song's about. It's just, you know, I feel like I've been here before.
Yeah. Well, and they also, with cases of reincarnation or even just people will have certain scars from previous, you know, lives. So the
idea
a birthmark will be like a bullet wound or what have you.
That's a really good point. I read that not too long ago about how that's a lot of people believe that, like, if you have a birthmark, that's actually the spot where.
Well, there's some crazy, like, ones where, like, people have one, like, right here.
What am I ripping?
But then it'll go right through the back. So you'll have, like, the evidence of, like, basically the trajectory of a spear or a bullet or whatever it might be, like, going through someone. I've wondered it about my hand and, like, what I did in a previous life that would have, you know, meant that my hand would come in crushed. You know, right. So
I have a small one on my back, my lower back, and so I always think somebody stabbed me in the back, you know, or something. You know?
In a previous life, Matt, you were cheating in Vegas.
Thanks. Someone,
I'm just saying.
So someone actually had said that they thought this was, and I didn't. I really honestly did not take any of this. Like, as I was like, okay, thanks. But you know, she was like into psychic, you know, kind of Reiki kind of stuff. And she said, I'm sensing that you did something bad in a past life. Like, you were the trigger person. You killed a lot of people. And so in this life, like, you...
Wow, you could...
You're a helicopter gunner in Vietnam.
You should have gone with what I said. You cheated in Vegas, and, you know, they just...
Well, my left arm, from what I understand, like, actually pinned my right arm down. So, like, in the womb. So... but I also have this, like, weird tendency to hold on to things and forget that they're in my right hand. I can feel them. I know that they're there, but it's like, it's almost more comforting, or like it, I don't know. It's like, I will have objects though, like screws, bolts. It's like, it just, I'll pick them up.
And your penis.
My penis, yeah. I just hold that and carry that around. Thanks, Jack. Never mind.
I'm trying to help.
Sure, no, I appreciate that. it's usually... I was going to say small things.
Small things, yeah.
Okay. No. In all seriousness, no. We should take a moment to put in a commercial break.
I was reading the chat, Matt.
Go ahead.
They can sense that a Yankee from York, PA lived there. So he's saying that a York, he goes, and then Will Fry said, I'm on the Battle of Nashville battlefield. You know about that one, Nick?
Yeah. So it's late in the war. Basically, after the Battle of Chattanooga and Chickamauga in northern Georgia.
Chickamauga?
Yeah. what was
it? Is this where Sherman K said, "Get the fuck out of my way"?
Well, it's actually
go to the ocean. Get the fuck out of my way.
It's actually right before, all that happens, before he actually does the march to the sea. But
hate to bring that up.
The Confederates wanted to go on an offensive to take back Nashville, so they thought that the lines would be weak. They were going from Nashville to Chattanooga down, so they went north to try to cut the line, and it just didn't work out. Cut the line, the supply line.
No, what city?
Nashville.
No, you said
Chattanooga.
Oh, Chattanooga. I'm sorry. I didn't hear. I broke up, so I did.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
But yeah, it's like in 1864.
Who won?
The Yankees.
Oh.
Now, the last major victory in the Western campaign was the Battle of Chickamauga.
Chickamauga.
But it was for nothing because they didn't take back Chattanooga, which was just to the north, and so it ended up just being a waste.
I know we've talked about this before, but when did they decide that standing in a line and firing one shot and hoping you don't get killed? When they say this is just stupid.
That's Napoleonic tactics that were around for 200-300 years, you know, and the Civil War is actually an interesting transitional war because the first 2 years it's done that way, shoulder to shoulder. But you look, especially in the Eastern Virginia theater, especially when you started getting like repeating rifles and a lot more injuries, you start seeing the building of trenches and things like that, which happened in around 1860.
I always thought it'd be funny to go back in time and say like the Revolutionary War and be like, why are we just standing here? Why don't we spread out? Why don't we lay down? Why don't we build some like foxholes or something like that? And instead of just being there, all right, I shot you. Now right. It's your turn to shoot me. Does this make sense? Get back in line. I always wonder. I go. All right,
well, it was considered to be gentlemanly, you know.
I know, but war is stupid anyway. When you look at war, you sit there and go, it's just a stupid fucking thing. But it's totally
like a dad movie, though.
It is a dad movie, but you sit there and go. Why are we? I always, every time I watch The Patriot. Any movie I'm watching, I'm like going, why are they just standing there? I just, wait for your flag. Come on, what the fuck? Spread out. Anyway,
go get him, Chief. Just get in there.
It always bothers me, and I know that that's history, and I know I can't change history, but if I go back in time, I go, all right, we're gonna win this war a lot faster. Because we're not going to fight the British the way the British want to fight. We're going to, like Mel Gibson did, like in The Patriot.
Yeah. Guerrilla tactics.
So here's how, like, basically, in order to solve the Civil War, they needed to free the slaves sooner. So, like, when they made America, hear me out. America. They just freed all the slaves then. And I know they needed the South, you know, but if they did it at that moment,
Who wrote the Declaration of Independence?
Thomas Jefferson. But like that's
the guy who was raping his slaves. So,
but that's not the Constitution though.
I get that. But he's one of the main guys. I mean,
they wanted to get rid of slavery when they were writing the Constitution, but they didn't want the country to be split in two. And so that's why they kind of tolerated it, because they knew eventually it would go away. And that's why there's so many things are written into the Constitution, the principles of it, because they knew that if by encouraging all the liberties that we do have, that eventually it would cause people to see the moral incorrectness of it and rise up.
I don't know what took so long.
I'm sure they also envisioned a pandemic.
They did.
In which a leader was just totally off his shit. And they were like, whoa.
Hold on.
And they were like, I'm sure that the governing body of the Congress will come together and they'll just make it happen without him. And then it'll be okay. But they didn't.
They're not doing shit.
Thanks, Founding Fathers.
He does believe that you should wear a mask now.
Oh, great. Where was this information fucking yesterday?
Sorry. It takes a while.
March.
It takes people a lot.
It takes a village.
My wife and I said, you know, we've been wearing our masks since March.
Yeah.
The heat index today in Raleigh, North Carolina, maybe the site of a battlefield, I don't know, that it was 110 heat index. I mean, it was fucking hot. I went out to get some alcohol, which is a priority. Mm-hmm. And I had to go to the grocery store to get some cat food.
Did you wear a mask?
Yeah, I always wear my mask, but everybody, I say this first time I've been in a store somewhere out in public where there was no one in the ABC store, but everybody in the food line had a mask on and everyone was respecting everyone's, you know, cause a mask, I said that why they say a mask is like 70% effective. You're still going to have issues with a mask, but anyway.
Well, I'm glad that certain stores are now requiring it, and then our state finally issued the mandate, and I think the stores part like really helps, because there for a while like it was just pretty much for the Wild West, and then Walmart finally issued it as a mandate, and then now our local Kroger is doing it, but they're not enforcing it. Where Walmart is actually enforcing it, Walmart is actually like out there, and I feel bad for the employees that have to stand there, you know, in the heat, you know, basically forcing people as they come in.
Walmart also issue an order that they have to wear pants in the store as well?
No, you don't.
No, PJs still count.
Just the pants.
And whatever you define PJs as, then you're good. So,
John in the chat said, always thought the same thing when I watch Civil War movies like Gettysburg. I must be standing in line. Have you been to Gettysburg, Nick? Have you been to Gettysburg?
Yeah, I went when I was 11.
Do you cry?
I was 11, so no.
No.
I don't remember much about it. I mean, I've been to most of the battlefields in Virginia and Tennessee, but.
Have you been to the Battle of Schlongsfield?
Schlongsfield? Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's near where Jack lives.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to Gettysburg 3 times because that's where my family is from. But you don't see any of the. I don't see it on the. You read all the names. I just want to find one Gladfelter that died here. Maybe we're just, you know, immune to the bullets. Maybe we in the line we stood in the back. We're back here just in case you guys die.
Maybe it's spelled different. You know, maybe it's like
it could be.
It's like Gloosh.
There are different spellings of Gladfelter. But have you ever been there, Matt?
To Gettysburg? No.
Really? No.
Well, I don't.
You're close enough. Indiana. How far is Indiana from Pennsylvania?
It's still a good way.
It's not really like on the list of like, oh, hey kids, let's go to this field.
My kid's
nice, bigger than just a field.
I know, but I'm kind of more of like a water guy. Like I'm gonna go to a lake or a pond.
It might rain there. There's a river of blood there.
Exactly. Like, hey kids, look, a field, huh?
But no, they have monuments.
Of all the battlefields to go to, that's the one to go to.
I like the
author. They have towers you can you can walk up and overlook the battlefield. My kids loved it.
Whee, I'm riding the slide.
Even Jay? I can't see Jay liking it.
Jay probably not the walking part.
Yeah.
When Randy was a kid, they went there to Gettysburg every summer. And they have like
Randy.
The Union Jack you can buy. I mean, it's Gettysburg is an interesting place.
I kid Randy.
I actually want to go back to Gettysburg someday. I want to take Zach up because Zach wants to go to the White House.
That would be a really cool Back to the Future. It's Back to the Future to Gettysburg. If they did another Back to the Future,
I'm not taking a DeLorean.
I'm just floating this out there. Where would you want to see them go?
Again, I'd go back to where. Okay, spread out. my fly. Hey, we need to spread out.
That's actually a really good question.
What are we doing here? We got to spread out. You can't change history. Fuck.
I would definitely go see dinosaurs. Like if I were seeing and I know they're never going to do a Back to the Future war, but I would want to see dinosaurs. Like that would be
Here's the danger though. Like, well, with back to, because like I would overthink it, of course, like I always do. Like if you're going back that far, you have to put into account like where you're at on the globe at that point.
Right.
You probably end up in an ocean, you know.
But that's why you take the hovercraft.
That's true. You didn't hover.
So, Indiana, you end up.
You would get stuck in the mud. I mean, there's no roads. You could get up to 88 miles per hour.
Roads. Where we're going.
But then you're in the air, and the pterodactyl comes and just grabs your car. You know.
Yeah, and then like. Yeah, and that's how the movie begins.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've seen Jurassic Park. I don't think I want to go back to Dinosaur Eric because it doesn't end well.
Right, and it'd be hot as shit too.
I'd like the old West. I'd like to walk around with a gun and to be able to shoot people and say, okay, hey.
You just want to shoot some people?
I was able to outdraw them. Hey, fuck it.
You're like, I watch Westworld. This is what I've been wanting.
I watch Westerns all my life. I can beat you.
I think you'd be really disappointed, Jack, if you went back to the old West. Because, like, you know, you couldn't take a bath. You'd be all oily and greasy, you know. Piss and urine everywhere. You know?
Like I said, when I'm watching old Westerns, you know, you watch, like, The Good, The Bad, The Ugly. Like I said, I'm watching Alias, Smith & Jones, which they really should reboot and make it more edgy. You know, where... Because unfortunately, the chemistry between Pete Duell and the other guy, I'm drawing a blank on his name, was just amazing. They just had the show. I was watching a video on YouTube. The guy did something on Alias, Smith & Jones. When Pete Duell killed himself, he killed himself on New Year's Eve. They were midway through second season. ABC said, "No, you're going to film right away." So they took the guy who did the narration, who was actually married to Jacqueline Smith. You remember Jacqueline Smith, and made him Smith. They just went right away to Smith, and they had good chemistry, but it wasn't the same as Pete Duell. And I guess Pete Duell was. Have you guys seen Once Upon a Time in America?
Yeah. Yes.
He is the character Leonardo DiCaprio plays. That's him, supposedly based on him. Pete Duell. If you haven't read, I might send you the DVDs when I'm done.
Okay.
Because I had the first season, so I went on Amazon. I said, okay, I need seasons 2 and 3.
The little booklet is stuck together. Don't ask what happened there. Just don't.
Well, because you know Pete Duell's attractive. Ben Murphy's the other guy. Ben Murphy.
Ben Murphy.
Ben Murphy plays Sundance. Pete Duell plays Butch Cassidy.
All right. Well,
but I'm on Amazon. I'm looking for.
My name's Ben Murphy. Sorry. Go ahead.
He's a quick draw. He'll fuck you up, man. He'll fuck you up
if he can move.
Well, he's like 75 now.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, so he. What was I saying?
Ben Murphy.
So anyway, the season 2 and 3. I got the whole DVD set because it was $23. Wow. Season 2 was $29. Season 3 was $35. I go, wait a minute.
I get the whole thing.
I get the whole thing, and I went on Jane Jack. I said, I get the whole thing for $23, which I don't need season 1. I go, this is fucked up. It's actually, but I've said, though, that it's the one show all my kids, we watched as a family. Ben Murphy, there you go. There's Ben Murphy. But I guess he was just, I guess he suffered from depression. He drank a lot.
This really just got dark, Ben.
But ABC said, no, you're going to fucking record this. You're going to start filming right away. We don't care if he died.
I'm like, blue team. I just met a good manager. You know, Ralph put up a tweet before we hit play, and it was something I had never thought about until I saw the picture. And he goes, I'm watching Batman 1989, and he had three pictures of people in Star Wars in it. And I was like, holy shit. But it was their pictures of their characters of Star Wars. So you have Billy Dee Williams, who played Harvey Dent in the 89 version of Batman. And then you had Biggs, who played like this random dad character. And then the one I never put two and two together with, which was Porkins, played
isn't that Porky's?
Oh yeah.
He played the dirty cop.
Yeah, you know? That's right. Yeah, because that makes sense.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
Eckhart. Yeah, I never thought of that. That guy's being Porkins. Eckhart. Yeah. damn near killed him.
John Rich is not to change the subject. Back to the Future. To World War One.
World War One.
That's a weird, you know. And why go to a war zone? I want to go to like peace times. Like I want to meet like Marie Antoinette.
When were there peace times?
Yeah, she ended up well.
Before she died. Before. I mean, like she looks great in that movie. So I'm just assuming.
So that, you say you want to go back to where someone looked great back in the day? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Like maybe Marilyn Monroe before she, like, say, okay. Is that what you're saying?
I'm going for the nerdy one in, like, 70s. I'm going Meryl Streep. So, you know, like, right after she gets out of that relationship with
Dustin Hoffman?
No.
Oh, I was thinking Kramer versus Kramer.
Yeah. See, like, she married an artist, so you know, I feel like I had a pretty good shot there in the 70s. So.
I always think everything is over glorified, you know, because like if I had had the time machine and I went, I want to go see Woodstock, I think I would get there and be like, fuck, it's hot, and I'm just jammed in here with all these assholes.
Like, does anyone have deodorant?
Yeah, you all stink like shit. You guys smell, and I can't even hear the music. Shut up, lady. Like, you know,
what
just,
the
you
fuck?
Know.
We're all swimming in mud. What the? Yeah. I gotta get out of here.
I do think it would be funny though to imagine
that's not water
taking a drag off of some pot and being like, oh god, what the hell is this?
We got so much better shit in the future. It's full of stems. Just what the hell?
Relax. Give it a few years, the war ends. Just stop complaining, man.
Yeah. It all works out. Nixon resigns, man.
So if you could go back, fucking Nixon. Yeah. So if you could go back in time, all right. Let's. What time would you go back to? What?
I'd be like Tom Cop, you know. I'd just go back to the 20s before the market crashes and just invest in everything and just keep the various stocks and then just like come back to the future, like fucking loaded.
Or you take that money and you save people. You help the people that
work. Oh, man, fuck off. Nobody wants to do that.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough.
Yeah, I'm going to invest in Amazon stock, and I'm going to save everybody.
I'm the Sam Beckett here. I'm a total quantum leaper. I would be going back in time, like fixing shit, you know.
But you can't do that though.
You don't know that.
It's a butterfly effect, man. You can make it worse.
You don't know that. It's all theoretical.
Every time you try to fix something, you fuck up.
What makes you think that you are like in like 2040 that you have not done this? You came back to 2020 to fix stuff, and every time you fix something, it's made 2020 worse.
Look, I've podcast with you for a long time. I know you can't fix things.
Thanks. We did kind of, okay. I don't think we freaked him out, but we did tell my son that, like, look, you know, your mom and I do this every, like, so often. It's just like.
What? Really? You totally
get fixed? We're telling my son that we do this every so often. We evaluate the children, and if we want we scrap them.
Yeah.
And then we start anew. We actually go back to our 30s. Mm-hmm. And we start it all over again. We've done it a couple times, but yeah. you guys have a shot.
Would you go back to your 30s and say, you know what? I'm good.
I'm good.
I don't need any kids.
I tried.
I could be fucking retired by now.
I don't know. So many good memories and cute faces and kids. And
yeah.
Maybe I'd be a little less stressed.
Maybe.
You still have your hair, so that's good.
So you really
for a little bit.
You haven't said where you're going back. You said Maria Antoinette, right?
Me? Oh, I was just blowing smoke.
Who would you go back to meet?
That's a tough one because there's so many. I mean, mm-hmm. You know. Oh, I would want to go back to Stonehenge just to see
what it does.
Like, yeah. You know, and like you go back there. And
I can't tell you what they do. They're rocks. They're stones.
No,
they don't fucking move. It's probably with the sun. No,
but it is. But I mean, it's for summer solstice for sure. But yeah. they've also recently discovered like all these underground tunnels that for like irrigation and water. So like, there's some kind of weird system that they built.
I gotta watch.
There's all of these other wooden structures that would stretch out from Stonehenge too. Like there's other circles.
Would you go back to Lincoln and say, I know Nick would. Would you go back to Lincoln and say, hey, in about 3 minutes, you need to duck?
He's only got one shot.
Yeah, he's only got one bullet, and he just duck. And then you can move on. I know Nick Nick would be like, don't duck. Just stay right here.
Here's the things you have to think about, though.
Nick would go back and just be in his cabinet and be like, okay, here's all the things we got to fix. Okay.
Yeah, I actually would. I'd be like, if I could go back, I'd be the guy. Could I be your chief of staff? I'm going to fix all this shit.
And trust me, this guy over here, total dick. He's going to stab you in the back. Yep. I watched the movie.
Now, in the chat.
Hamilton? I didn't know Hamilton was black. What the hell?
Hamilton. Now, and the people in the chat, who would you go back? Because Matt hasn't, no one has said who they'd go back and meet.
I don't know. I mean, it's too tough. I mean, I can't.
One person who you go back and.
No, this is like some versus shit. We're just.
It's not versus. It's. I mean, it's been a versus in the past, but who would you want to meet?
Mr. Stonehenge. Mr. Stonehenge.
You're wasting your time.
You know, here's. I remember I was in Italy in 2008. Jesus,
okay,
that's the thing. You can't answer those kind of questions. Like, you can't realistically do it.
Because you open your mouth and you answer the question.
No. I'm saying like, because like, if when I was in Rome, I remember just talking to my friend, going like, "Wouldn't it be cool to have a time machine and go back?" No, like, it would have a time machine and come back and see historic Rome. And he's like, "Not for you, a big 6 foot tall Germanic looking guy. You'd probably be dead in 5 minutes." And I was like, "Oh yeah, it makes sense."
You don't think you'd be a good gladiator?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. They'd probably turn me into a slave. Yeah, because like, you know,
if you're Russell Crowe, you could survive.
Yeah, but he's supposed to be a Spaniard, though.
I'm sorry, Russell Crowe didn't survive. I apologize.
I'm still in my mind imagining like these Romans like checking Nick out, like actually like looking him up and down.
They'd be looking up at me
once over and being like, "All right, slave." And then they actually put the manacles around him,
right,
and drag him.
But I got the beaties.
would I be the guy that just wets his pants because of work and is like,
So Nick, you're saying that you would die?
I would die within like a week.
Yeah, because like, you wouldn't have your.
What is that crap? It'd be like, fuck you. I'm not. Because I'd have an attitude.
Well, I mean, think about it, like Jack. Like, you know, if, let's say you know you go back in time and you're French. So, and you go back to England, they say, "Look, take one look at you." They go, "Oh, this guy's French. We got to kill him immediately."
I'm Swiss and French. I guess I'm more French, but I have British in me. So I'd be like, "Hey, you know, can I hang around? Can I hang around? Can I be okay?"
You have a strange accent. I don't know. You look like a French spy to me.
Fuck the French. Hey, that's what I would say. Fuck. I'm just about survival. I'm about survival.
Okay.
So no one can come up with who would they want to meet, who they'd want to run into. All right, what actress would you want to run back in time? Would you say, okay, if you could date an actress back in time?
Audrey Hepburn.
Ingrid Bergman.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's. I always like the girl that the actress that played, you guys probably don't know her, in the movie Pride of the Yankees. She played Lou Gehrig's wife. I don't know, she's like 100, she'd be like 110 now. I always had a crush on her. Yeah, same.
I don't remember. I haven't seen that in years.
Oh, Fry said I'd like to see Barbara Feldon in the 60s. Yeah, get smart.
Oh,
Max,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Max, Max.
Definitely Max. Like of the decades, though, if I had to go back, I would definitely go back to the 60s.
So, oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Ginger and Marianne.
I'd want to be in Montreal to see like that, you know, festival. The Monterey Pop Festival. There's just certain like events that it would just be so cool to see. So, but
nobody likes a brown nose there, Miami Mike.
I do think like, so I know that they've basically said like, there's no chance of them ever doing like a Back to the Future 4, and I don't want them to do a reboot either.
They'll do a reboot someday.
I think the way that they, I wouldn't say reboot it, but what you could do is, because it's established at the very end of Back to the Future 3, mm-hmm. and also discussed in the comics that Doc had two sons. And so, you know, what you would set up is basically those two sons basically time traveling. And you'd, you know, I mean, just for the sake of like dynamics, you could have one being completely evil or nihilistic and one being completely altruistic and battling through time. So
I read someone's really interesting takeaway from Back to the Future that I didn't really think about until I'd read that. It was talking about, how did Doc Brown really make a living? Because he even says that.
I thought he inherited money.
He probably did, but he never had a success until the time machine, because he says that. He goes, "I finally invent something that works."
Right.
He probably was suicidal, because like, this is the person's theory, is that one, he goes into business with Lebanese terrorists to build a nuclear bomb. It's like, and then when he has not tested the time machine when he puts Einstein in the car, and the car is going directly at them.
Yeah,
with the camera, and he looks at Marty like, "Don't step away," because he wanted to die. If the car was going to hit, they were going to be dead.
Because Marty is stepping away at the time.
He is stepping away. Yeah.
So at some point, it's established that there's the mansion that he has that you see in the 1960s.
Yeah.
50s. Sorry.
What state are they in? Do we know what state they're in? It's
California, I think.
Is it California?
Yeah, I thought it was California.
So that land's got to be worth something.
Oh, yeah. So the mansion basically, like at some point, burns down, and he gets settlement money basically from and I believe he sells that land, but he
basically himself.
Yeah, that's kind of goes into a little bit of, I think the comics establishes that like a little bit more so. And I'm trying to remember the author, Bob Gale, I believe, which was like
Bobcat Goldthwait.
Anyway, so that's how he's in the garage basically in the 80s, and that's all he has left is the garage. So because the house is no more, he sold the land.
Well, how does Marty's girlfriend change? Was it because she went to the future, or what happened?
It's called casting.
She comes back in season two, and she's completely different.
Season two, yeah.
Season two, yeah.
Yep.
Did I say season two? The second movie, she's completely different.
Yeah. Well, we've talked about that before, haven't we? Like, that was a mistake because they didn't know they were going to make a sequel, you know, and so they just wanted that happy ending where all, it's like if they could have not put her in the car at the end of the first movie.
But they knew, but they put in that the whole thing with the to be continued. I mean,
no, I don't think to be continued is in the end of the first one.
Yeah, at the end of the very first one, it says to be continued.
Because I saw it in the theater.
I know it says that in the second one. After the second one,
Matt and I were like the first one. Like
you saw it in the theater, right, Matt?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I saw it in the theater. I think it does say be continued. And Chris Jordan says Julie Newmar from the Batman TV show. That's not a bad.
Perfect.
Anyway, yeah, I think it did say to be continued because I do remember that.
You know what would be a great thing is to be continued on this podcast. Because we're at 1 hour, and even though we promised Chris this, it's something.
Who's Chris?
I don't know.
Chris is probably he's on his Twitch account right now with no problem.
He's probably, yeah.
I don't want to throw anyone on the bus, but I'm sure he is.
Well, what we were trying to do is get back to basically where we had an hour show. And then we'll do a bonus part that is actually for the patrons.
Can the people in the chat join us?
They can. I will create the bonus feed and then post it on the Facebook groups. We didn't even get to the letter. Oh, yeah, the email. We should do that real quick.
Oh, we got an email. That's right. We did get an email.
So,
yeah, it's...
We just got a letter.
You should be a bit alarmed, though, Jack, from the title.
Oh no! Someone bitching about me again?
No, it's just because she's your biggest fan, and
oh really?
You're right. I'm with Chris.
So we have someone smart finally sending an email in. I got spit on my computer.
Nick, are you going to read it, or were you?
No, I don't read.
Oh, okay.
You're the
Charlie doesn't swim, and you don't read.
I don't read.
Fair enough. I will go to my thing here. Okay, here we go.
I was a paragraph. I might read it.
Now be it.
Wow, Jesus. This is really
Jesus. Long. Jesus sent us an email?
Yeah, he did.
How did he do it with his arms like this? I don't know.
We went back in time.
Okay. All right.
Matt went back in time.
So Matt still hadn't said who he'd want to run into.
He said Jesus.
Yeah, I did. Actually, I did. I did say that at one point. I said Jesus. So
hey, they're building a cross over there, Jesus. You might want to skip town. I'm just saying.
Jesus.
And then he cries, and I'm like, right now, dude.
You got a lot of passion, Christ.
We're going straight to hell. Like, we've had some really good conversation, and we're just derailing. Let's read this email, close up shop, and we'll bounce it to the to the extra bonus stuff here. So
you're the boss.
I guess I am. So, but not really. Anyway, this email says, I'm with Chris. Hi, RCAD. I'm just chiming in to say that I am 100% on board with Chris's feelings about Facebook. I would love to just get rid of it. I understand Jack's point about staying in touch with family, but I feel like I can make an effort to contact with my family outside of social media. I feel like I need to stay on to keep an eye out for if family or friends post any photos or videos of my kids. My husband and I tried to take a social media break and when I no longer needed Facebook for my job, and we asked that folks not share updates of our son without checking with us first. We didn't say that people couldn't make posts, but we didn't want them to, we did want them to check first. Sorry, I'm murdering up what you're saying here. Apparently, this was not a super realistic expectation. That didn't really pan out, so I got back on Facebook. But one benefit is that I get to participate in all the great content on the Jay and Jack Facebook group. I'm looking forward to the next verses. And Jack, the only reason why I thought to bring up the cookie verses is because you guys talk about it basically every week. My husband just started reading this book, Don't Be Evil, available from jandjack.com/Amazon. She actually put the link in the email. It's hilarious.
Who's evil?
No, this is the book.
Oh.
That her husband's, her husband's reading the book.
Who's evil, though?
I don't know. Dude, look it up. You've got access to the email.
Oh, when she said...
The book is called Don't Be Evil. That's the name of the
Jack,
book.
She said, Jack, I'm currently reading a book, Don't Be Evil. So,
yeah. No. My husband just started reading this book, Don't Be Evil, available from jandjack.com/Amazon.
Okay, so I'm
who's on. Who's on first? What's on second? The rest of this goes, and it's opening our eyes to all the super shady stuff that these free websites do to monetize our use. Like you guys, we were both getting nostalgic about the 90s, 2000s, when social networking was more transparent and easier to navigate. On a related topic, I've also been really disappointed in what I've seen about COVID on Facebook. Someone recently posted on neighborhood group to commission a faux face mask so that she can shop in stores that require one without actually protecting others from her droplets. Her reasoning was that everyone is going to get the virus at some point, and face masks were prolonging the inevitable. Rather than outrage, dozens of folks celebrated her ingenuity and said that they were also going to order face masks, single layers of silk gauze, even lace too. I'm so discouraged about our country moving past this pandemic. Thanks, Matt, for the beautiful drawing. It's posted in a place of honor in my home office. And thank you for, thank you, RCAD, for all the great conversation. You're great. I think that last part, and thank you, RCAD, is basically Jack and Nick. So, because you guys aren't really mentioned in this.
Yeah, okay. You don't have to stroke us like that.
All the best, Amanda. Thanks, Amanda, for that that email. It's you bring up some really great points and also some really nightmarish things about dealing with family posting things on Facebook. I have this all the time as well, where my wife's side is a large family. Family get-togethers. They always take pictures of our kids playing with all of the other kids.
Are they like the Waltons?
Then they always post it on Facebook, and sometimes I'm kind of like, you know, I don't need you to do that. Thanks.
Yeah.
You know, whereas I also have a sister-in-law who posts all of her stuff because at the end of the year, she takes all those photos off Facebook and makes some kind of out of it. And then it's like,
yeah. I talked last week about how my how someone I know who is anti-mask. Well, my mom got into it with this person. And ended up deleting their page. All their social, they went off, completely off the grid on social network. Mm-hmm. And I was like going, because I, like I said, when I was telling Chris, I go, I just ignore the people. I'm not going to try and fight with people on Facebook because they believe what they believe. They can be 100% wrong, and they're just not going to agree with me. Why people would disagree with me, I don't know, because I'm never wrong. But it just cracks me up. I told my mom, you're wasting your time. But she's one of those people where you just don't want to get in her crosshairs. And that's what happened. So anyway.
Yeah. Going back to the photos on Facebook. Yeah. I had a friend of mine who lost several members of his family being friends with him because they were the kind of family members that, let's say you're at a family reunion or let's say you had a grandkid or whatever, they would tag him in every single photo, even if he was not in it. I mean, every one of them. And so I've
had that happen, and that's also annoying too.
Yeah, and so he would have to go through and untag himself in every photo, you know. And then he's like, you know, you can just tag me on the main page of the album. You don't have to do it in every photo. He goes, and I don't care anyway about your kid, you know. And then they're all.
Oh, so you're bitching about how I tagged you today? Is that what you're saying?
I was trying to be subtle about it, Jack.
I can read between the lines.
I'm not one of your grandkids. I'm just saying. You
know. I don't post a lot of pictures of my grandkids, but I, you know, because Jay and Colleen had really strict rules with Zach.
Yeah.
And it's like, I just got to the point where I said, fuck it. Whatever you post, I'll just like. Mm-hmm. My mom goes, because people on the West Coast would go, I go, there's rules. I'm sorry. I'm not a rule breaker. So I'm not going to break the rules.
I'm not going to break my rules either. We were going to stick to an hour. I'd love to talk more about this email that we, for shame, read at the very end. Amanda, I'm trying to think of anything else off the top of my head about what you said. Facebook. Oh, the mask thing. Yeah.
That was the greatest. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The whole Facebook groups. And I don't know. I mean, that's one of those things that just kind of drives the negativity and kind of the, like, I mean, and I know that Kim in the chat here also mentions, you know, like, to call out the bullies or whatever on Facebook and to be on there for that. But I don't know. It wears me down to the point where I just don't really want to fight.
I literally just ignore them. I just scan right by.
And by the way, how I feel like we should have Vindication Day for mask wearers. Like, we've been wearing masks this whole time. And now it's like, oh, we should all be doing this.
But you know what's going to happen? I hate to say this.
And I think this all is really...
There'll be a law. And people are going, okay, we're good. And then it's because I've been saying, it was supposed to be the summer. This summer was supposed to be, okay, there's going to be a drop.
Yeah. Supposed to.
Well, that's what everyone said. If we do everything we can, it's supposed to be a drop.
Yeah, but everybody wasn't doing all they can. It's kind of like...
But it's at the worst. What's going to happen in the fall? Now, Matt, you're older. You got to be careful out there. So,
I worry more about my heart than anything. So that's the how the virus has affected those with bad tickers. So, anyway, I was gonna wrap up this though, so that we can do a bonus episode. We'll take a break here for just a brief period of time after we close out the show. We'll post the link. Which will be limited for the listeners, because basically that bonus part will be for the bonus feed.
Matt said, "Stay." Matt Krebs said, "Boo, Matt, stay till Chris gets back." Chris is back.
Are there times in which I'm not here? Don't. Confused by
it
that.
It means don't end the show.
Well, we're not really ending the show. We're just putting a pause on it for a little
bit. We're not doing a marathon.
Yeah. I mean, we are. It's basically we're taking that 2 hours that we usually have been recording, slicing off a section of it.
And Nick's ready to fall asleep right now.
Yeah,
it's like the 50th time he's yawned, and I'm like going, I can't keep looking at this guy.
You guys, I never even told you guys. I was laying wood all day.
Really? So. I thought you were trying to have less kids.
Yeah. All right. If you want to know more about me, Landwood, that's on the bonus episode yet to come. So if you wanted to buy all of those green screens that Nick is just now aware of.
why does your screen look so good?
is that you can go to jandjack.com/Amazon. Let's see. You can send us an email just like Amanda did at rcadcast@gmail.com. And there's I would like to thank everybody that joined us live in the show. We really
will be back next Wednesday.
Wednesday. That's the days that we do this thing. So, you know, I really do appreciate all
Chris,
of the love.
Maybe Chris will be here.
Maybe he will. If not, we'll get a replacement.
Did I tell you guys I got one fish left? It's like looking at me right now.
Did I tell you that I was trying to get to the part where I thank the patrons? All right, real quick.
I don't know. I kind of lose interest in what you're talking about halfway through your speech.
Some patrons that we'd like to thank.
Nick's yawning.
Podcast is Tack, who sleeps with Jack's fishes. Eckhart Richter. I don't really have a special name for you. I know.
Wow.
Eckhart Richter. I don't know. I'm sorry. I got I really don't. Ed, you were mentioned earlier in the show as the universal letter carrier. Maggie, I'm doing these off the top of my head. I did not write that.
Really? Really?
Yep. So Maggie, you're still magnificent. Joanne, you always have the plan. And Greg, you're the greatest. Thank you all patrons. And I apologize for not having showstoppers this week. I blame it because Chris is usually talking.
Yeah, and you know what? Great show, kids. One in a million.
Eh.